Monday, August 17th, 2015. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright. Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. You might as well just stay there.
All right. Hi, Ed. So I'm Robin Price. I'm this month's representative for the foundation. Just a couple things, really, that you guys already know about. Obviously, Community Day is coming up, and we have two people in our foundation who are working with Julie, Ariana and Angel. Okay. But before that, I forgot to mention, we did have a Britton Road cleanup on this the 13th. Not a good turnout. Ed knows that. But, you know, it's still okay. Community Day is going to be, I think we're going to have a great time. Should I mention the ice rink?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know more about it than I do. So this is new for us. So we're going to have an ice rink. We're going to charge about $5 for half an hour. We have actually looking for donations, which so far we've gotten. I think it's going to be cool. I mean, I would love to hear what you guys, you know, see what happens. But do you have any part of that? Or
no, I mean, this is a major investment for the foundation.
So it is. It's a major investment.
I mean, I think that the $5 for a half an hour will also get you a pair of skates.
Right.
So you'll sign up for a time. And it's not going to be super large. I think it's 20 by 40.
Right.
So
the only... The only thing is, if it rains, they're giving us a rain date, which is going to be for Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So far, according to the last meeting we had $1,000 in donations. And so, if you have a firm and you want to donate, look on our website. Ariana's kind of done that whole thing. So, yeah, and then the only other thing I have is September 12th is our sleepover in the park. But, that's about it. Anybody else? I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be cool.
Yeah, everyone's very curious about the ice cream.
I know. Yeah.
It should be fun just to, see what it's about, so.
Yeah, and then, I'm going to do the bake sale that I normally do, so, yeah. So it should be good. All right?
We thank the foundation for partnering with us to make Community Day so successful.
Yeah, I think.
There's going to be a lot of games this year and a lot of people participating. So.
The only thing that I thought was different, and this is just my aside, is that the run around the square is going to be on the 22nd. And I will tell you guys, I've done this before. When we had it on the same day, I asked them to make an announcement about it, and I don't think it really helped us. So I think this will just be fine.
Yeah. Well, it was the same way last year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think in the past couple years, actually.
Okay, I wasn't in town. Okay.
Yeah, that we've done it the week after.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
Thank you very much. Okay. It's wonderful to see you.
See you. Hi, Ed.
Any other items on the floor? No. Okay. Anyone have any corrections to, or revisions rather, to the minutes of July 20th that were in your packets? Mr. Wainwright?
To approve the minutes of July 20th.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright. Oh, sorry, I crossed the wrong one. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Yes. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Dr. Petrola.
Yes.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer?
Aye. And the motion passes. Any revisions for August 3rd, 2015?
Everyone's confused for a second. We all said yes.
All right, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to approve the minutes of August 3rd, 2015.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payment for bills of good, payment of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the General Fund in the amount of $56,234.08, and from the Sewer Fund in the amount of $42,966.83, for a total of $99,291.91.
Second.
Questions or comments? Can you call the roll? Call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and a motion passes. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Wainwright.
This billing cycle, I guess the most notable expenses would have been community day expenses. Everything else was generally routine. General Government Committee has begun the process of starting to think about putting together the 2016 budget. And General Government Committee looked at the cable franchise fee proposal by Cohen Law Group. After discussing the issue with the borough manager and the borough solicitor, the committee has decided to recommend that we go ahead with that proposal as the best of. Seems like a pretty good deal. As in, we get a volume discount, and I think, and part of that fee is a 5-year look back audit to make sure we've gotten all the money we should have been getting from that franchise over the last 5 years.
So
therefore, the committee recommends we move forward with that.
All right. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Okay. Do you have any concern, Mr. Wilson?
I'm perfect. He says it's okay. We're good.
We'll get a motion on the next
agenda. Yeah, the next agenda. Police report, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. No report was provided. I did go through the law. I hate to say that it's just routine stuff because the routine stuff can be a real downer when you put it in totality. It's just a lot of petty stuff going on out there, other than for the shooting with the Swissville police officers that we assisted with. But a lot of shoplifting, damaged cars, break-ins or attempted break-ins. But fortunately, nothing major.
Any questions for Mayor Cook? Public Safety, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. Public Safety met. We met with the firemen, discussed the fire engine repairs and what happened with that. And we also met with the police chief to discuss the need for another parking on Swissvale Avenue, with the church and the public safety control for getting in and out of Church Street. So we have here a little bit today with the department's doing.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Community Development, Mr. Wilson. Public Works, Mr. Wilson.
Did not meet this time. No.
Streets are in street repairs in process.
Street repairs.
Community Service, Mr. Dr. Petrola.
We had a public meeting for the dog park. A nice discussion, pretty good turnout, and kind of had an idea of how much it was going to cost and. Kind of the next steps are they're going to get some further planning, I think, going forward. So it's pretty much the, a little bit of sticker shock for how much it's going to cost. But it was, I mean, there was a good turnout, so at least there was people here who were interested in it. So.
I saw the notification on the website and the new address. There's a comment which will be able to do it.
Correct.
So I won't say anything more. Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Personnel did not make.
Pension, Mr. Fuller. Is that in your report?
Yes.
Okay. Three Rivers Wet Weather sent out a newsletter. Connect, Kathy Risco. Oh, Ms. Bastianini, I guess that's you. Go ahead.
Kathy Risco, who's been the executive director of Connect, will be resigning from her position at the end of the month to pursue another career opportunity. In the interim, Kristen Michaels will be filling in, who is a Midgewood resident. Full-time replacement for Ms. Risco at that point. She's done an excellent job leading Connect over the past few years and will be sorely missed.
She's going to be working for a women's health nonprofit. So it is for Western Pennsylvania. So it is that nonprofit's gain.
That's related. And that's it. The executive committee did not meet.
For a solicitor report, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President. I will defer to the borough manager on the matters on the agenda. I have no support.
We do not need an executive session.
Not unless you want to discuss my fender bender.
No, we do not. Okay, sorry. Borough manager's report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Youth soccer registrations are due on Thursday, August 20th. Have a record of people actually signing up before the deadline. We're 65 kids so far, so that's wonderful. The 10 of the borough's LED streetlights that we requested along South Braddock Avenue by the Edgewood Town Center have been installed. The deadline was August 1st, and I received notification from Duquesne Light that we will be receiving the additional 8 streetlights that we requested. So those should be going up along the Regent Square section of South Braddock very soon. Wall at the Oakview parking lot has been completed. The invoice for the concrete work was included in tonight's bill list. The Public Works Department is now working on traffic paintings, so redoing all the yellow and white lines, curbs, and directional arrows and handicap parking spaces in the borough. As I'm sure you've noticed, the roadway improvement project is underway. All of the ADA sidewalks have been installed. All of the roads have been milled, and this morning they were working on cleaning everything up, getting everything ready for the paving, which will begin on Wednesday. Depending on weather and how quickly they move, they should be another, once they get paving, it should be about a week that they'll be in the borough. People's Natural Gas is still finishing up their repairs on West Swissvale Avenue. They have installed the new main line in the sidewalk on West Swissvale. Right now, they're working on doing each service, so each home on the street has to be reconnected to the new main line. They're doing that, and when that's done, they'll be bringing somebody in to redo all of the sidewalks. That should take about 3 weeks, and at that point, the borough's paving contractor will come back, mill the road, and pave it. So that will happen. All the other roads in the borough should be completed before that time. I'm sorry? About 3 weeks. Update that we've received from Peoples. Again, weather dependent. Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Cost that wall finally, just roughly.
For Mr. Mariani's work, it was $1,600.
Is that pretty much what he said in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And then the equipment was another few hundred dollars. That's on this bill listing as well.
I've seen the wall. It was an ugly project.
It was.
I got lucky on.
We were able to keep the cost down by doing a majority of the work through our Public Works Department. They removed the old retaining wall, dug the ditch for the footer, so all we had to have the contractor do was pour the footer. We purchased the concrete blocks ourselves, and then he just laid them. So our guys also put in the French drain when it was done, backfilled the whole wall, and now they'll be working some of the asphalt on the parking lot.
We got off lucky.
We did.
Off real lucky.
It's a good solid wall. A big thank you, Ms. Price is gone, but to the Edgewood Foundation. They have gifted the borough 3 new wheelchair-accessible picnic tables. They have been delivered. Our Public Works Department put them together, and they are now down at Koenig Field. 2 of them are beside the picnic
I'm sorry, beside the tennis courts, and one is down by the new playground. They replaced two old wooden picnic tables, and one was put in the tot lot area of Koenig Field, and the other was put at the top of the Oakview turnaround at the entrance to Dixon Park. So they're beautiful picnic tables. They also provided us with a waste can receptacle. So those are good additions to our park. As President Schaefer said, the Dixon Park draft master plan update is available on the borough's website. It's available for review and public comment. We've created a special email address for people to send their comments to. It's dixonpark@edgewoodborough.com. That way we can hear anything that our residents have to say about the park, the plan, and how they would like to use the park in the future. At this point, we talked about this at the public meeting, but if council chooses to do so, we will ask the Planning Commission to review the Dixon Park master plan and get their feedback on it. And that way we can take the comments from them as well as the public comments received to sort of tweak the plan into the best possible version for our residents. The plans will also be available at Community Day at the Friends of Dixon Park booth for people to take a look at, provide feedback. They'll have some forms so people can write down their thoughts. They'll also have an iPad, so if anybody wants to send an email directly to that email address from Community Day, they can do so. We have received drafts of the January 1st, 2015 pension valuations from the borough's actuaries. At this point, we could schedule a pension meeting, and then I think it would be wise if we scheduled a committee of the whole to discuss that report with all of council. We can invite the actuaries to come in and discuss the report, and also our pension investors to talk about the actual performance. Just to give you the preliminary numbers, and then I'll send the whole report to the pension committee, our non-uniform pension plan is funded at 124%, and our police pension plan is funded at 73%, which gives us an overall funding ratio of 87%. Which is the number that the state uses to determine whether a community is distressed or not. Anything under 90 is considered minimally distressed, which is what the borough currently falls under. That is voluntary remedies and no mandatory remedies needed at this point. I'll pass those out, and we can have further discussion on that as needed. Mr. Wainwright talked about the cable franchise fee, and that's all I have.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Barry.
We'll talk about it more later, but I mean, the pension plan is primarily the police pension plan. There's not a problem with the public work or the non-uniform.
Correct. Non-uniform is funded 124%.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it more later, but you know, that is the state is considering certifying us as being a distressed pension plan?
We have always, for the past several years, we've been considered minimally distressed because our overall funding ratio for both plans is under 90%. At this point, there's no remedies that you need to take unless you're under, I think it's 70%.
So our designation isn't changing.
Okay.
Mr. Fuller.
Good question.
Have noticed from his attorney that they would be sending us a reply. There had been some health issues that delayed his response to us, but we have not yet received anything.
If we have heard anything,
we also wanted to partner with Swissville with respect to the LED lights. Would you like to fill us in on that?
Sure. I think as council remembers our conversation, we decided to talk to Swissvale Borough about replacing the streetlights on both sides of South Braddock Avenue. So the borough would submit an application for our side of South Braddock, and they would submit an application for their side. Swissvale did agree to do so. I had numerous conversations with their borough manager about this. When I saw that our 10 lights went up, I was concerned that there were none in Swissvale. As it turns out, they did not submit their application, so they will not be receiving any LED streetlights. So the Edgewood side of South Braddock Avenue will have LED streetlights, and the Swissvale side will stay the high-pressure sodium streetlights.
Swissvale has submitted an application to DCED for early intervention. I'm just letting you know that if you don't know that already, but they are the Department of Community and Economic Development has already sent out RFPs for an early intervention analysis for Swissvale.
Thank you. Anything else from Ms. Bastianini? Right, new business.
We have a community development committee meeting on August 19th at 9 a.m. in the, which might be changing. Is it?
Am I on?
Yes. Okay. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Bright, and Dr. Wallace. We will be having one soon if that date does not. Oh, I'm sorry. I had one other thing to add, too.
Okay.
This month?
Wednesday. Yes.
Yes, I can make it. Sorry about that.
You can make it. Okay.
Sorry about that.
In everybody's packet that we sent out, we included the building inspector underwriter's bill, just not because there was anything wrong with it, but just because I want council to be able to take a look at that and see which properties we're going after for code violations and what building inspection properties that he's been to, just so you all know what he's doing from day to day. So, you know, I know this is new in your packets. If you have any questions about it, please feel free to ask. As you can see, we keep Mr. Miller quite busy. And at this time of the year, we've had a lot of occupancy inspections with properties changing hands.
And for nice prices, too.
Yes.
I might add, with happiness.
That breakdown also lets you see the fees that are charged to our residents and the businesses, what fees go to building inspector underwriters, and what amount of those fees come back to the borough. So I'll be including that on a regular basis so that you all can be aware.
Any other new business? All right. Resolution 2015-06, Mr. Wilson.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2015-06, Resolution of the Council of the Borough of Edgewood approving creation of a handicap parking space. Whereas the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the need for handicap parking in its handicap residence. Avenue in front of 325 East Swissvale Avenue in the Borough of Edgewood to be marked and used for a handicapped parking space. And whereas the handicapped parking space shall be permitted for a period of 1 year upon expiration of 1 year to be submitted and reevaluated by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood for approval of additional use of the process to continue from year to year until the handicapped need is removed or the premises are sold. And whereas in the event there is no longer need for handicapped space, the handicap parking permit shall be removed and all signs indicating the space shall be removed about the 17th day of August 2010.
Second. Questions or comments?
This request came, this resolution came at the request of the resident at 325 East Swissvale who does have a valid handicap marker.
How many do we have in Edgewood roughly? Do we know?
I mean, between 10 and 15. We just got rid of one because the property sold.
I'm just wondering, how do we check up on this?
They are temporary until the premise sells or the need is no longer. Oh, yes. The people who are applying have to have a permanent handicap.
And this is not their spot.
Correct.
Which people need to understand. It is a handicap spot. So intended because there is someone with a placard, but anyone with a handicap placard can park there. So sometimes there's a little issue, but there was a misunderstanding a couple years ago about that. So. All right, we have a, shall we have a vote? Ms. Bastianini.
Mr. Wainwright. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and resolution 2015-06 passes. First reading of ordinance 1054.
Borough of Edgewood ordinance number 1054. Ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, County Allegheny, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, creating a no parking zone on Monday through Friday on the eastern side of East Swissville Avenue, beginning at the northern property line of 112 East Swissville Avenue, and continuing in the northeast of the direction, 165 feet to the corner of School Street, and creating a no parking zone on the western side of East Swissville Avenue. Now therefore be it ordained and enacted by the Council for the Borough of Edgewood, and it is hereby ordained and enacted by the authority of the same as follows. Section 1. One no parking Monday through Friday zone is hereby established on the eastern side of East Swissville Avenue across from Memorial Park beginning at the northern property line on 112 East Swissville Avenue and continuing in the northeasterly direction. Section 2. One no parking zone is hereby established on the western side of East Swissville Avenue in front of Memorial Park for 210 feet. Section 3. The above no parking zones will be designated by appropriate signage, and the no parking zone in front of Memorial Park will be designated by the other borough. Section 4. Any ordinance or any part of it of any ordinance in conflict herewith is hereby repealed to the extent of such conflict. Section 5. It is the intention of the Borough Council that the provisions of this ordinance shall become part of the codification of ordinances in the Borough of Edgewood, and that said codification shall be amended and supplemented accordingly. Ordained and enacted this 8th day of August.
That's
the
17th
of August.
Yeah. Well, this actually will not be ordained and enacted.
Want that yellow
line.
Second for sure.
Questions or comments?
This ordinance is the result of a recommendation from the Public Safety Committee, who met to discuss the matter with the police chief about safety turning out of School Street. It also has been discussed with members of the First Presbyterian Church of Edgewood and the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf. It's been reviewed by Solicitor Barry. It won't be enacted before the school starts. Before school starts, but as soon as it is enacted, the signage on the painting.
I have some questions.
Sure.
What will happen if there's a funeral at the church during the week and there's a no parking zone there?
Like on Fifth Avenue in front of Craig and Fifth, where St. Paul's is, it's a no parking space. Parking.
That's not in our ordinance, though.
That's like
I'm just saying, you know. It's something that we need to think about.
The thought in writing the ordinance was that saying, except for church activities, left the ordinance too vague to be enforceable.
I understand that, but as it's written now.
The enforcement is up to the police.
That's correct.
I knew she wasn't like that.
Okay, so we'll show favoritism for one group but not for another. Is that how we want to set our police department up?
I do not think so. But I don't know where you're coming from.
The question is, what is the need? Why are we doing this?
The basic need is because of two things. One is the fact that the vans that park there for the School for the Deaf there and stayed there. And it made coming out of Church Street very, very difficult. We had no sight lines. And also, during morning rush, if there was a backup on to make the left on Ray Street, you could not go around the back of the visit school lines. The idea being
might be was stating hours, no parking from 7 to 10 because most funerals were meetings, and from 2 to 5. Were those hours considered, particularly on that side of the street? I'm also thinking about the businesses that are on the corner and also the resident who lives there. It's at the north end of their property, but
right
on Monday through Friday, if they have a party or family visiting, they're not going to be able to park there. So that's another concern that I have. I just want to make sure that we've thought it through and that these were my concerns in the beginning.
In front of the businesses would still be 2-hour parking. And 15-minute, I forget exactly which one it says right now, I believe it's 15-minute parking in front of the business. And there are two spots in front of the residential home that are 2-hour parking currently. So this does not change anything except for the area from the side lot of the Presbyterian Church to the corner, of School Street.
I understand that, but there seems to be a problem with one particular subset of people that we're making a law that's that potentially will impact other people. I know the church doesn't want the vans there all day. I understand that, and I can understand why. I can also understand why not having some yellow line there where because of the site issue. I can understand that. I'm just wondering, why we're changing, we're decreasing parking Monday through Friday, and having our police have to enforce that, because a group of people, won't move along,
Was they would not listen. The
problem was there's no way to ticket them now.
WPSD was called and asked them to move. They asked the bus drivers to move. They didn't. The bus companies themselves were called. They didn't do it. So if you don't have people listen to you,
if you have signage that says from here to here, then you can cite them. That's my, that's just, as I say, but the will of council, I'm just concerned that there may be issues with this.
Would a funeral be an emergency situation?
No.
What would that be?
It's not an emergency situation.
There are, on School Street, spots designated for church parking only. And the side of School Street is still available for parking. The issue was really parents dropping their children off at the daycare center in the mornings. Could not see the turnout with the buses there. And we also, last year when we paved this road, we did go over budget on our base repair for the lane that's now used as a parking lane.
Issue are the buses, not the residents, not, you know, and I'm concerned that we're inconveniencing the many because of bad behavior for the few. And is there a way that we might be able to work this ordinance that there would be, you know, that our police officers would be able to enforce it, and that we can cite the bus drivers and the bus company, that if they park there, we'll have them towed?
Are school buses considered commercial vehicles? Well, I spoke with Julie, and I felt that to say no parking except for church activities was too vague. And that was, you know, what I told Julie, and now I understand your concerns a little bit better. If the primary reason why we're doing this ordinance is because of the so-called bus company, and the buses that park there for the school for the deaf, if you put signage up that says no parking except for church activities, and they park there, clearly they are not engaged in church activities. And, you know, I don't think they can say that they are, and we can proceed accordingly, but I think you all understand why I said what I said, because I think that creates, you know, people will park there and say, well, I'm going to church at some point, or, you know, whatever. I think it creates, it's vague. So that's why I said what I said. I don't really think I have any other solutions at this point. I guess you could say no parking Monday through Friday except funerals. That's the only other thing I can think of.
Concern about site distances for a portion of it. So I think between the corner and however many feet we decide needs to stay no parking no matter what.
You could definitely say no parking Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. and from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. or whatever you want to say. You could definitely say that. That's very clear, and that avoids my concerns about it.
So I would recommend if we do that, we do it for the whole school day, because there are a lot of buses that pick up at noontime.
Yes.
Well, at noontime. If we did from an 8 to 10, they could still sit there for 2 hours before they pick up the kindergartners who are only there for a half day.
Understood, but we still run into the problem with funerals. More cars than, I mean, you've got the church spaces, but that's for the minister and the church secretaries and the, you know. And so if there's a way we can make the hours, you know, enforceable or whatever, or
can't they have a funeral at the time? That doesn't make it more.
Pardon?
Can they have a funeral at 9 a.m. to
most, can they, but most funerals aren't during rush hour. You know,
you can't park there now at the funeral because the buses are there.
I have no problem with you saying.
That's the problem. The issue is the buses parking there and people living there impinging on on site and also on the ability for, you know, the church to conduct its business and the residents of the borough to be able to park there. That's
so
the concern.
I think Mr. Fuller had a good idea. Could we say no commercial vehicle?
License plates are just.
I don't think the vans would be commercial vehicles. So, I mean, I really don't have a problem with you saying, because I don't have any other solution. No parking except for funerals.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Except.
Yeah. And my other question is, does this go 24? Because there are some groups that meet at the church during the week in the evening. You know, some
well, right. if you want to do a time thing, I don't have a problem with that. But you know, the way it's written right now, it's Monday through Friday. So.
Okay. Well, and you know, again, at least several spaces have to be no parking.
I think the whole building of the church should be open.
Because of trying to make a left out.
No, and I'm not disagreeing with that. You know, that there needs to be a yellow line so that there could be sight. That's the public safety issue. The rest of it is wear and tear and inconvenience because of a few that's now, because of a potential law, going to impact the many, including our police department that are going to have to enforce it. And the residents who, you know, participate in meetings or activities, you know, during the week, as this potential law is written.
Then I think it should say, except for church activities, which was the original recommendation, which was changed because of our solicitor's objection to it. But if he is now okay with that, maybe the best way to word it.
I still think it's vague, but really. What you're trying to do is get these buses not to park there, and clearly they are not engaged in church activities, and you can cite them because they're not there for church activities. They're there to pick up students at the school. So
even if we had from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except for, you know, church activities, and Monday through Friday, that would at least allow the evening to be open for meetings and activities, light up night, those kind of things. You know, spaghetti dinners that happen, you know, scouts. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's what the concern that I have.
Hard this week.
You know, I don't mean to be a pain in the behind, but I am. And it's just one person's thing. So.
I know it's not fair to do it one way and then not have the police not take it. That just starts a whole bad element.
Well, can we add another section to this?
Why don't we start with times? If it works, we can go back and change it, right?
Do you want to withdraw this for now and re-present it next meeting?
No, it's getting too close. Okay. The problem is, if you re-present it next meeting, we will not be able to pass it to the next meeting.
That's correct. Okay.
So it will only be two of us to take care of.
Fine. That's fine. Can we just add except church activities?
I would think that maybe, Catherine, maybe we should say from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, unless
functions at church.
Special dispensation.
There is an omission
that
says Presbyterians, but that's okay. except for
say except authorized
then get a line.
Except authorized church activities would be, and if we could make it from 7 to 5.
Sounds like they have a bishop.
Sounds very official.
But schools out then.
How about designated church activities?
Designated church activities.
I like functions.
And they can have their little sign that comes out.
Because the psychological services guy is in the church activity, but it's an activity at the church.
Designated church activity.
A designated church activity would be could be church building, not necessarily Presbyterian.
I just didn't want somebody to show up for
necessarily have to
scouts and say, "Well, we're not here for the church."
Well, and if we make it from 7 to 5 or 7 to 6, whatever, Monday through Friday, then.
Put except designated church activities in real small print, so it just says no parking.
I would recommend 7 to 6 because parents are still picking up their kids from the daycare at 6 o'clock, making that left. If we do it,
okay. But you know the area, and you know,
I think that just makes it easier for people turning out of School Street.
And that school's changed a lot too over the years. The school's changed a lot with the kids that are going there and being transferred.
Yeah.
So it needs to be addressed.
Mr. Wainwright?
Yeah, I mean to nitpick this, but by designated church activities, you mean scheduled, some sort of scheduled church activity. Well, let's schedule it and have that. It's not, I'm just worried about, I mean, if I was a jerk bus driver, I'm just saying, you know, I am here for church activity. I went in there and lit a candle.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say.
As opposed to a scheduled church activity.
As opposed to a fine.
Scheduled service. A schedule or anything else that they've...
If I do want to just go to the church for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Do an unstructured prayer of my own.
I guarantee you one of those bus drivers is going to take it to the magistrate and said I was in there like...
And you know, we probably wouldn't send an officer to go fight that either. We probably wouldn't send an officer to go fight that either if they're going to take it that way.
Pardon?
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It gets to be a real hassle.
Okay, so is our final decision no parking Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Except designated church activities. This could be the world's largest sign.
Well, they can't say they weren't able to read it.
Is that what I'm hearing?
Two signs.
At least, yeah. Okay.
Did you second it?
Yeah, I second it.
Yes.
Because that would include meetings and, you know, and funerals Monday through Friday. And people who are meeting with the minister and, you know. No. Okay. That will also afford visitors.
Just for the section in front of the Presbyterian Church.
Correct.
The rest of the ordinance stays the same. Okay.
Are you saying, Julie, that
161 feet?
Look at section 1 of the ordinance, that only part of the 165 feet is what we're talking about, and the rest of it's...
No, we are talking about all of section 1
okay.
and nothing in section 2.
Other discussion. So now, since we potential, and once again, this is the first reading, so it's not, you know, there'll still be time to get comment and make changes if, you know, after thinking further, if, you know, if
well,
that's
we're going to proceed to advertise this too, though.
That's correct. We are. Well, then we might have to do that, but, you know, at least...
This change will be included in the version
that's
that is advertised.
So this is a procedural question, Mr. Solicitor. Mr. Fuller read the ordinance, and we have revised what he read. So does he have to rescind it, or can we...
Are we going to read it again? Probably not. Why don't you just reread Section 1 and remove and second the adoption of the ordinance and vote on it?
I withdraw my second.
Okay.
I would like to reread Section 1 with the changes.
Just Section 1 because we have the rest of the ordinance.
On one, no parking Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., except for designated church functions. Zone is hereby established on the eastern side of East Swissvale Avenue across from Memorial Park, beginning north of the property line of 112 East Swissvale Avenue and continuing in the northeasterly direction 165 feet to the corner of School Street.
Second.
Questions or comments?
I found it important. I appreciate your bringing up the things that you brought up. Madam President, they weigh on me. And I think we have a better product now, so thank you.
He's going to get those A.
All right. Ms. Bustini, you call the roll.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the first reading of Ordinance 1054 passes. Motion to advertise Ordinance 1054, Mr. Fuller.
I move to advertise Ordinance number 1054.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion passes. Is there anything else to be brought before council at this time?
Schedule a pension committee of the whole, or do we want to wait until after the pension committee
meets? Let's wait
until
the
pension committee. Okay.
Then, no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, aye, aye.
All in favor say aye. Anyone opposed? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.